This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's been a while since we've talked to our next guest, Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tom E. Tuesday, high noon. What's going on, Tom E. Curran?
Great to be back. Great to be back. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
Oh, we're doing excellent. We've noticed it's tough to square away being bullish on the Patriots. I have them for 9 wins. Keefe has them for 10. And then also acknowledging that they're lacking in high-end talent. Jeremy Fowler's coming out with all these top 10 lists. NFL's doing its top 100 player countdown. Other various lists, CBS top 25, under 25, et cetera, et cetera. The Patriots are nowhere to be found on any of these lists, and yet we all have them for 9 or 10 wins, at least Keefe and I do. How do we square those two things away going into training camp next week?
The sum is greater than the individual parts, basically. To me, you look at that, you look at presumed and perceived improvement from their most important player in Drake May. You look at presumed improvement on the offense. You look at presumed output from guys like Diggs. You look at presumed performance along an offensive line that's been a disaster annually, and you look at a schedule that's going to be that much easier, and a division that does not house, as it did last year. I mean, last year, the AFC East had like three of the teams that were in the top 12 going into the season, according to most preseason rankings. The Jets were seen as, with Rodgers coming back, a team that should be in the upper half. The Dolphins were a top 10 team by most people's measures, and the Bills were the Bills. So I think you combine all of those things, and it's not just, you know, whistling past the graveyard. They are not talented in individual spots, but at least now they have players that you can go and say with a straight face, this is our guy. We're good with Morgan Moses, for instance.
You know, you mentioned the Jets and the Dolphins there. Do you think with all the changes that all three of these teams have made, that the Patriots should be the second best team in the division?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I definitely do. I wrote something about that recently. I mean, the Dolphins are very much in transition mode, and I think that the buy-in with Mike McDaniel has seemed to wane drastically among the players. And I think he's been a good coach. I think he's an innovative coach, and everybody tends to at some point make a mistake or struggle in their first thought, regardless of who it is. And then he might be better down the road. But it seems as if it's a situation where the players are really having a hell of a lot more say than Mike McDaniel is, and the respect level seems to have waned. And then with the Jets, they have more individually talented players than the Patriots do. But they don't have a quarterback that you look at and say that's the answer, in my mind.
No, and I think that's fair. They signed Fields this offseason, so I would give the check mark to Drake May there. Speaking of him, we've talked a lot about a potential year two leap for Drake May. How much better off can he be? What are your expectations for May on the field this season? Define that how you will.
I think he'll be a hell of a lot better. I think he'll be a hell of a lot more comfortable. I am always fascinated by second-year quarterbacks who have had success as rookies, because, and it goes back to really watching it with Brady, Brady had success in his first year, obviously. In his second year, he made a lot of unforced errors. And a lot of it, and I remember talking to him about it, was trying to find out what he can't do. In his first year, he had the bumpers on in a lot of different situations and was trying to stay out of trouble. In his second year, he was a little bit more liberated to try and make things happen. And he led the league, but he had his career high in interceptions that year. And he would underthrow deep receivers. And as his career went along, you can count on one hand the number of times he underthrew deep receivers. Chase Blackburn, 2011 Super Bowl. Just remembered that. but it really was infrequent. And I think that Drake May is going to go through that kind of a season. Do I think that he's going to be a player who... Look at it this way, Jonesy. He should be at least 2-1 touchdowns to interceptions. He should be over 3,500 yards passing. Those would be things that and he should be over 500 yards, closer to 600 yards rushing. That would mean to me that he built on his first season. And those are just strictly numbers. We could do a million other ones. But what do you think of that?
I agree. I mean, I think locally, most people are pretty high on Drake May. They like the rookie year. They look around and know they didn't have a lot to work with. He's got more to work with this year, are expecting a year two jump. It's not unanimous, but I think pretty consistently you hear people happy about Drake May and think he's going to have a good year two. Nationally, this is a time where everybody's coming up with their own lists, and you have the players voting on the top 100. You have scouts and GMs on these anonymous, you know, polls on ESPN or whatever else. He's pretty consistently in the 20s. Like when you rank quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks 1 through 32, he finds himself in the 20s. Are you surprised by that, how he's viewed nationally?
I'm not, because he's only won one game.
Yeah.
And he was not the starter last year, and you can't put a guy who's only won one game ahead of, say, for instance, Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield or some of the guys who might be around 15, 16, 17, or 18.
Well, Baker Mayfield, 15, 16, Tom.
Baker I know, Mayfield. He's like ninth. I take that back. I think he was ninth in the ESPN thing, right?
Thank you. Yeah, he's not high enough on most of these lists. But yeah. Sorry, he's my guy.
Oh, I forgot the Baker thing.
That's my guy.
Who's shotgunning beers at the Pro-Am.
yeah,
can't hate
he's
on
a cool
him.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Be that as it may,
yes.
I think that nobody has the opportunity to rise more drastically than May. And where would you think, if he's not, if you do an end-of-season ranking, objectively speaking, by January 15th, taking the regular season into consideration, I think it'd be a little disappointing if he's not in the top half. If he's not,
I was going to say the exact same thing. Yeah. If he's not in the top 15, I would be disappointed, yes.
And I think that's fair, and I don't think that's an unreasonable expectation to put on him. Can he rise to that? I don't think I've yet seen anything that indicates that he can't. I'd like to see him take care of the ball better at the end of games, but in terms of physical and mental toughness, buy-in, dedication, in terms of being part of the program and wanting it to work in New England and wanting to be the franchise quarterback here, I don't think people really have much to wring their hands about.
Are you worried about durability at all? Because we were looking at some of those over-under numbers, and you had mentioned 3,500 yards passing. The Vegas line is like 3,250. The touchdowns is 19.5. And me and Jones last week were saying, those are easy over locks if he plays 17 games. And last year, he wasn't even asked to start 17, and he got hurt in two of them. So is that a concern to you at all?
Look at the way he got hurt, though. One was really dumb. Mm-hmm. On his part, taking on too much in terms of trying to get a first down. I think it might have been a second down play, and he tried to stay in bounds, and he got croaked. And that was his own stupidity. And I think that some of that, too, is guys in their rookie year want to show their teammates, the fan base, their coaches, that I'm willing to take a hit for this football team. Hopefully he'll be more discerning this year. I think the other one was kind of a cheapie. Was he going down?
That was the one against the Jets. That was at the end of a big play. Yeah, that was against the Jets. I don't think it was Sherwood? I don't think he was fined for the hit, but I know what you're talking about.
We had a lot of conversation, but I mean, there's a way to protect yourself in those situations as opposed to a way to protect yourself, you know, from somebody landing on you. So I would imagine that my feeling is his durability will be fine, because I think he's very physically tough.
So yeah. I was going to ask, and it's related to his durability, and you said something interesting when you were talking about May and his projected numbers, 500 or 600 yards rushing, which he was well on his way to doing last year if he played a 17-game schedule. And that's, you know, reflective of early career Josh Allen. We were looking at Allen's year one and year two numbers. That would align with what he did those two seasons. Do you think Vrabel and McDaniels are going to let him run?
That's a great question, because we've heard so frequently and in our conversations with Josh too, how much he has learned in the year off and how many more things that he might implement. And he's never worked really with a quarterback like Drake May. I mean, Jimmy could move around, but you weren't going to ask him to run around. Brady, you're not going to ask him to get on the perimeter and run. Not really in Las Vegas. I mean, maybe Jay Cutler could have run, but that was over before it started back in Denver. So to me, he has an opportunity to take advantage of that. And if other teams like Washington or Buffalo are taking advantage and winning games, or Baltimore, obviously, because their quarterback is a dual threat, then the Patriots should take advantage of that as well. I do think that you should take advantage and presume success and don't presume injury. And I think there was a lot of that last year with Alex Van Pelt. I'm going to presume injury, so we're just not even going to run him. I don't want to see him running. I don't know, man. You got to presume that the plays are going to work. Now, maybe when I think about it, maybe that's not the right way to go about it with the 2024 Patriots. Presume it's going to work, but anyway.
It went south quite a bit. Training camp begins a week from tomorrow. What is the biggest or a couple of the biggest storylines in your mind going into camp?
That's a great question. One is this defense as legitimately talented and stifling as it appears to be? We're going to find that out fairly early when Washington comes up and joint practices. That'll be a great opportunity, as will the opportunity to have joint practices with the Vikings. So you're going to play against two teams with young quarterbacks. J.J. McCarthy, the best young quarterback in the league by all measures, is going to have a day against that New England Patriots defense and bring them to an understanding of just the improvement they need to make the next time they see an elite quarterback. But I think those are going to be great opportunities for them. That's the number one. The number two is, what exactly does Josh McDaniels have in mind to try and evolve the offense from what it was when he was here previously? I would say a third would be, is this offensive line as stable as one would hope? And the last one to me is, and I mentioned this to Billy, I didn't know if he passed it on to you or not, you have $60 million in cap space still, $15 million more than the second highest in the league. What are you going to do with it? You can't even – there's nobody left to extend. They have that much money. So to me, there is opportunity, and Vrabel said that he, you know, acknowledged that they would keep looking. There is opportunity to make a deal for a player that you would spend $25 million or more a year on a new contract if he's disgruntled. How's that? I'm really
well,
fired
that's
up.
Good stuff. Well, I'm ready for camp.
That is good stuff. So what do you think they're going to do with it? Do you really think they're in on the McLaurin and maybe more specifically Juwan Jennings of the world?
I just don't think – I think that those guys say, hey, I want a new contract, or I'm disgruntled, or I'm going to hold out. I mean, Jennings is going to show up for training camp, so he's not really going rogue. So to me, I think that they would do that, but I don't really think that those guys are on the trading block. I think that Washington would be out of its mind to move Terry McLaurin after the season that Jaden Daniels had with him. I mean, it's the going rate. You got to pay him $30 million. Tough. Do it.
You know, the big storyline, or one of the big storylines last year, emerged during camp with Matthew Judon showing up, not showing up, on the field, no pad. Next thing you know, he's traded. Is there any player currently on the Patriots roster to keep an eye on over the next couple of weeks that could be traded away rather than players they could bring in?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The only three that I would look at would be all of whom were re-signed last year. And this is not saying that they would, but the only logic of doing that would be to escape massive cap hits. Doesn't make sense to trade Mike Onwenu, but he has such a ridiculously high cap hit, $21 million, by far the most on the team, and next year's is even more, that if he's not performing the way a stable linchpin offensive lineman ought to, maybe you see on that. Ramondre Stevenson has a contract that he hasn't played to, and Kyle Duggar has the second highest cap hit on the team. But all three of those guys, I think, are good, solid players, maybe somewhat overpaid in each instance. But if you're going to be good, you need good players. You don't want to get rid of what you presume to be good players.
One more before we let you go here, at least one more from me, Tom. Bill Barnwell came out with his top 25 teams of the last 25 years in the NFL, NFL teams since 2000. He had four Patriots teams on that list. The 16 Patriots checked in 11th. The 03 Patriots checked in 7th. The 04 Patriots were number 3, and the number 1 team of the past 25 years was the 07 Patriots. How do you think he did?
I agree.
You do agree with that?
I love that. I mean, the Patriots, I remember saying when that game ended, and it was the 42nd, the Patriots go from being the best team of all time to being the 43rd best team of all time. And it just builds because they didn't win a Super Bowl. But yeah, no, I wholly agree with that. That level of dominance, really only saw it from the Bears in 86 and maybe the 2000 Ravens. But that team on both sides of the ball, with the Vrabels and the Harrisons and, you know, Asante Samuel for as much poop as he'll get for what happened in that game. Yeah. I mean, that's a Pro Bowl level player. We could just talk about the players on those teams forever. Mankins. So yeah, I love that. I was surprised that he did that. But I agree.
Yeah, I have to win the title to be the team, and I think if the Patriots didn't have any other title teams, because I'd be like, oh, well, 04 was better because at least they won the whole thing, but there was never anything like the dominance in the regular season that 07 brought. Like, that team was insane. I think until the end of the year, I think they more than covered the spread in every game, and the spreads kept going higher and higher, and they still covered until a couple close games late, but... the other thing I wanted to ask you about was Robert Kraft was on with Edelman on one of his podcasts the other day, and he was asked about like one of the great moves that he is, or the best move he ever made, and he went all the way back to trading a first-round pick for Bill Belichick. What did you think of that answer?
I think that's a great answer. It really is, because was Bill, or you're going to bring in Tom Donahoe and Dom Capers.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember I'm at the Metro West Daily News, and I'm saying they should go hire Butch Davis.
Yeah.
That was my idea.
Ooh, so, Butch, from Miami, right? Oh, I like Butch
Davis.
Yeah,
he took over all those
teams.
He
might have been
at
Cleveland. He might have been Poof Stanford.
I'm sorry. University of Miami, and then went to Cleveland Browns. Right. Yeah.
But yeah, that was inspired, especially since everybody said, why do you want to hire that unmade bed? I mean, he's a disaster. Why do you want to do that? So it was really smart. So I like that answer.
He's a duplicitous pond scum is what he is. Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, a compliment his way, which was interesting this week with Julian Edelman. Tommy Curran back on Jones and Keefe. High noon every Tuesday. It's Tommy Tuesday. Tom, we'll talk to you next Tuesday going into training camp. It's almost here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it, guys. It's going to be a tremendous, tremendous season. Very interesting. I don't know if it's going to be tremendous on the field, but we're going to have a lot of fun right here on WEEI.
All right.
Great promo, Tom.
Tommy Curran, good stuff. Thanks so much.
See you, boys.
All right, Tommy Curran. Check him out on Twitter at Tom E. Curran.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.